Frontier Ag, Buffalo, North Dakota. Tim Burnson is out there right now. You've got a big field day tomorrow, Tim, and this is kind of exciting because tomorrow's the one day it's not going to rain this week.
Hey, we can pick them, Nick.
You know, I guess last spring and summer when you schedule a field day, you should schedule it on what's going to be a dry day tomorrow. So,
I just listened to you, and it all worked out. So it was perfect.
Good. Hey, I understand you're coming back from Binford where you had a little gathering of farmers here this morning.
Yeah, we did a field day there, and we had to do it indoors because of the rain, and who knows, we may have to fight a little mud tomorrow, but a great opportunity for anybody headed to Big Iron to stop in. We're just west of town on I-94, and we're going to show some people some great new seed products.
Now, you're not trying to compete with Big Iron. This is kind of by design. Anybody heading to Big Iron, head on out to, what are your hours for your field day tomorrow, Tim?
We're going to welcome people at the farm at 9 o'clock, and we'll be finishing up with a noon meal, and then everyone can head to Big Iron and enjoy all the exhibits and activities there.
Okay, so it's not all day. You're just kind of getting everybody in the mood for Big Iron, and then they're free to go.
That's absolutely right.
Cool. All righty. Now, directions to get to Frontier Ag. What is the exit to take?
You take 317. That's for a little town called Ayr, A-Y-R. And we're just 4 miles north, and you're right at the place there.
All right. And a lot of people do know about you. You are a Stein seed dealer. You do a lot of, you got a lot of products, and you help a lot of folks consulting-wise. So, but tomorrow, the field day, what are you going to focus on tomorrow, Tim?
Well, we have several things we're going to try and cover. One of them is, of course, the brand-new Enlist E3 soybean genetics. Stein is the leader in that area, the breeder of a huge quantity of soybean genetics, and we've got some exciting products, and finally next spring they will be fully available, widely available, and we want everybody to know.
And the fact that we're up here north of the 47th parallel, this is kind of exciting for the northern soybeans, huh?
Yeah, that's right. You know, what it gives us is it gives us a lot more tools in our toolbox for control of problem weeds. You know, we've got water hemp moving in. We've got resistant kochia and resistant ragweed and all of these different things that are giving us fits in our soybean fields. And what we need is we need multiple modes of action, and we need long application windows. And with the Enlist E3 program, we get all of those things in a soybean that, frankly, is performing at super high levels.
Now, did you grow some of those this year, and what did you find out there, Tim?
Yeah, I've been growing Enlist beans now for several years in the seed production phase. We do production and conditioning, and honestly, Nick, best soybeans I've ever raised. Consistent, the disease packages are right, the IDC tolerance is right. These beans, we all know because of the Chinese situation, these beans waited almost 10 years for approval. That was bad news because we needed them a long time ago. But the good news is that the breeders kept working for that decade, and we've got really highly advanced products on the market right out of the gate, and that's exciting.
I would assume that for the last number of years that you've been growing the Enlist E3 soybeans, that you've been using like the 2,4-D with choline, and how much of a difference does that make?
Well, you know, there's several things that are really nice here. Number one, we still have glyphosate. We can still go after our perennials, our Canada thistle, and our grasses that it's still very effective on. We've got Liberty that is part of this stack, and Liberty is a great product in that there's no known resistance and it's a different mode of action. But the 2,4-D choline now is a different 2,4-D than what Grandpa used. We're using it at a higher use rate. And the beautiful thing about it is it does not drift, and there's near zero volatility. It's extremely safe to use and very effective.
And I guess no drift, but you had us at effective. That's, I guess, what everybody's hoping for is effective weed control.
Yeah, that's right. And to be able to use, and really I would encourage growers to use every tool in the toolbox, every mode of action that's available. And we've got three post-emerge options there, plus a good pre. You're hitting everything from 4, 5, 6 even different directions. That's how we're going to manage weeds going forward.
All right, visiting with Tim Burnson, Frontier Ag. Take the air exit off of I-94 tomorrow. Again, you starting at what time tomorrow morning?
9 o'clock in the morning.
All right, and then done by noon, got a noon lunch. Boy, what's for lunch?
Red Trail Catering is handling us again this year. They're going to have burgers on the grill and all the fixings to go with it. They do a great job, and so, yeah, if nothing else, the food is worth the price of admission.
Rodney's a good cook, huh?
You know it.
He's an amazing guy. So, all righty. Now, what else you got going on out there at Frontier Ag tomorrow, in addition to bragging about the stein?
Well, we're gonna be looking at the corn plots and the new corn genetics that are available. We've also done some research work with foliar application on soybeans, so we're going to be looking at different fungicide applications and some fertility products and some biologicals. We try to do quite a bit of research work, what I call real-world research, where we're doing it on larger acreage and trying to determine what works and what doesn't and how it works. And we're going to be sharing some of that, especially with key fertility elements that we're doing in both our corn and soybean fields.
Excellent. All right. A lot of learning tomorrow morning, Frontier Ag. And again, the best way to get there, Tim?
Take the air exit, number 317, head 4 miles north, and you'll be right at our place.
All right, on a cloudy but warm day tomorrow, and we sure appreciate the warmth. We need a few more GDDs, don't we?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, Mick, dial me up some 80s, okay?
Oh, man, I wish. I hope the next 2 weeks are going to be critical to get as much warmth coming as possible. So, Let's work. I'll go back to work on that, Tim, just for you.
I knew I could count on you.
All righty. I hope you have a big turnout tomorrow, Tim, and we'll talk to you later in the week.
Thanks, Mick.
You bet. Tim Burnson, Frontier Ag. Big field day there tomorrow.